The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kazdia. Isn't it a beautiful, wonderful day? Yes, I know I say that even if it's raining out, but that is how I see it. We are all having a great day. So, happy spring to you all. I hope you're ready, getting ready for Mother's Day and doing your plants. Although I was told the Blooming House, which is a wonderful place over here off of 83. I was told by them that it needs to be 50 degrees 5 days in a row before we put a lot of those plants out. So just be mindful of that before you plant. Anyway, our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. So that leads me into why we have who we have today, and I'm really excited to speak to you today. We have Michael Artolino, founder and owner broker of Realty Connect USA, and he is recognized as an expert in his field, and you'll understand why in a few moments, who ranks within the top 1%. Yes, the top 1% in the nation. And with many years of experience in aspects of residential and commercial real estate sales, leasing, including corporate relocations, real estate marketing, residential and condominium sales, and just the list goes on and on and on. He is a member of so many different community organizations. His involvement, it just spans so many organizations, and your affiliations are great. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I want to make a comment about the Blooming Place.
Oh, my gosh. Said. The Blooming House?
Yeah. Well, for many years, I used them. They were wonderful. And we used to use them for poinsettias that we would send out to about 1,000 people. So I just wanted to mention that. I didn't even know you were going to say that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I'm actually no longer allowed to go there by myself because I just purchase everything I see. It's beautiful. And they're so kind over there.
They really are.
On one side of the street are the smaller plants. And then you have the outside, like landscaping type trees. Oh, my gosh. I shouldn't even be allowed on that side. So I literally went in there for a lemon tree, a little lemon plant, and a lime plant. And I walked out with two limes, a lemon tree, an olive tree, four scythia trees, and a weeping cherry, and a gardenia tree.
So now I know what to get you for your next birthday.
a plant or a gift card to Blooming House.
A gift card.
Yeah. No, they're really most wonderful, and the plants are beautiful. And believe it or not, I used to get in the car with my son every Mother's Day, and we would drive out east to this place out east, and we'd always get our plants there. And then somebody told me about this, but there is no reason for me to
That's
go out
right.
far, although I totally endorse all the different floral places, and we should support them. But they're amazing. 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 I can't believe that you use them.
I didn't know you were going to say it.
Yeah. Neither did I. I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So it's a scary thing. So, Michael, let's talk about real estate. Let's talk about what's happening in the world today, because it's crazy. I'm hearing that there's like 8 to 10 buyers for every house out there. There's not a lot of inventory. Talk to me.
It's very true. All of what you're saying is really happening. And what's exciting is the people are coming in and they're literally driving the prices up themselves. Because if you put a house on the market and 8 or 10 people come, half of those people may have already lost one or two houses that they negotiated for.
Yeah.
And now here's a new one. So they're a little more experienced than maybe the other eight. So four of them are coming in for the second time. Now they're all there a second time. And they're pushing even faster because they want the house. So it's an interesting time to be a buyer and how you approach it. It's even more powerful to be the seller and understanding when to go on the market. Timing is everything.
Oh my gosh, you say that all the time, but it's true.
And right now, it is absolutely over the top, the moment. It's not just a supermarket. It's an incredibly supermarket.
Wow.
And it's the time to go on. And it's the time to go on is now.
You mean put your house out?
Yes.
If you're thinking about putting it on, yes, put it on now.
Yes. And you can pick your timeline. You can say when you want to sell. They'll wait. There is so much action there. Good time to do it.
So if I'm selling a house, I can reach out to you at the Artolino team, and you'll take it on, you'll talk to the people. How does that process go?
Well, quite often, good question. People get in touch and they initially say, I'm not sure I want to sell, but I really understand the market's great. Can you tell me what my house is worth? The more important question is, where are you going and when do you want to be there? Because depending on where you're going,
right,
maybe going up also, depending if they're staying on the island and they're moving. Let's say there's someone downsizing because they want to get a condo. Well, where do you want this condo?
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking in this part of town or that part of town. Well, they're going up too. So you're saying you don't want to sell, but if you want to sell and you're going to wait and prices are going up, the condos in some areas you just said, and I'm purposely not saying the names of towns, are happening at a higher rate than your house is going up, and your house is going up.
Right.
So you're kind of battling both ways, but you as the seller can actually say to that buyer, we'll sell this when we find that. Are you willing to wait? And they're going to say yes.
Wow.
Now you know what money you're going to get, and you can get out there and play, if you will, to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, when I was going through a transition, everybody kept saying, sell your house, sell your house, sell your house. And I was like, okay. So I start looking around, and I'm looking around, and in the places and areas I wanted to buy, those smaller downsized pieces of property or condos, or I'm more of a townhouse girl, but any of those locations were equal or more expensive, but less space than what I was already living in. And I was like, this is crazy. Why would I spend more money? I'm spending less money now. So it didn't make sense for me. But sometimes, like, I walk into the house and it's like, wow, okay, I have 4 bedrooms, you know, and you sit there and go, why do I have all this space? But it just didn't make financial sense.
Yeah.
And while I sat on it, my house increased in value.
But so did the other one.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt. So unless I was leaving the state,
yes,
I wasn't going to get the value that I wanted to move to downsize to.
Yes. And the ones leaving out of state, depending on where they're going, also are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's really...
But the rate of the rise is totally different.
Yes, it is.
Totally different.
Yes, it is.
So if I go someplace down in South Carolina, what I used to get, and I'm making up really dumb numbers, if I could have paid $150,000 for this McMansion down there, that is now like a $200,000-$250,000 house,
better.
But it's still way better than here.
Yes.
That, like, a friend of mine just sold her house for $1.2 million in Comac.
Yeah.
I was
$1.2 million in Comac.
In Comac. Yeah. I was like, wait, what? You know, because I grew up in Dix Hills, and I remember when my parents sold that house, and I was like, it was just out of reach for me at the time. I would have loved to live there. Those houses right now are going for over $2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
The house that my father bought, scraping nickels together for $19,000.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
I totally understand.
Totally crazy.
I have a niece and nephew that sold their house for double what they paid for it in Massapequa.
Yeah.
And they moved to Dix Hills, and they had to pay twice what their brother paid in Dix Hills 3 years ago.
Wow.
But because they sold their house in Massapequa for so much more, they were able to bump in, and even though it cost more, it got them closer to their brother, which is why they did it.
Yeah.
But it's all about timing is everything.
Yeah, timing. And is it still true? My mom used to say location, location, location. Is that still true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it's such an investment.
In many people, it's their biggest investment.
And it's a lifestyle. You want a certain community to live in a community that has similar values to what you have, so that, you know, you continue that lifestyle. And speaking community involvement, oh, for goodness sakes, you. Chamber of Commerce, president, how long?
I've been in the chamber 30 years. I was president about 8.
Yeah.
And I'm still involved very much.
Right. You're what do they call the retired president?
Emeritus.
Emeritus, yeah.
So I get to be... say anything I want. Still on the executive board.
Do they listen?
And they, for the most part, they listen. But
okay,
most of them, I helped get to where they are.
Yeah.
So they only listen a little.
There you go.
But
they probably listen a lot. Probably listen a lot. I really appreciate it. The other day I was in your office. We were talking and I needed a notary. And like usual, when we talk to each other, oh, I need this. Oh, I have somebody. I say something to you. I'm like, you were just like, go around to the corner, ask for so-and-so. They've got this taken care of. I walked in. They went, oh, Lorianne, hold on. It was amazing.
Nice.
It was very,
that's nice.
It was like having my own, what do they call those? Not connoisseurs, but consigliers.
Yes.
I had my own because I walked in there and it was all taken care of. It was a wonderful feeling. So, but Gallery North, you're a board member, and the annual Three Village Chamber Barbecue, which is outstanding.
Hopefully,
you're a founder of that.
Hopefully, we can do it again.
I hope so. That was really good.
Usually,
the first week in August, right?
Yeah, we're going to still try if we get to the numbers.
Three Village Schools. You're the industry advisory board chair sponsor. You're the Historian Society member. Productions Over the Rainbow Theater, you're a founding member. Three Village Holiday Parade, you're the founder and sponsor. Founder of a parade that was, you were told, as I recall, that's never going to happen, and you made it happen. You're a person who gets things done, right?
Well, it's fun to do some of the things we did. I mean, you talk about the parade. It was nice to go to the parade.
I
did help it for 20 years, and it was done completely the opposite, which is exciting because the newer people that were running it, instead of the people standing on the road because you couldn't, the floats and the music were all stationary in the high school parking lot, huge parking lot.
Yeah.
And the people drove through, and then it got out on air, and people from all over Long Island came to something that was supposed to be an hour, and the police department then allowed it to be go for 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
There were so many people.
That's
and it was
great.
Nice to see that because the newer people, because I did it for 20 years from the beginning, were able to create this fun new thing in the middle of the pandemic so people could get out and still follow the rules. So that was exciting to be, when you finish something and you're done and you've done it well and it then continues and becomes part of the communities.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well, all these things that I mentioned are all now traditions in the community.
It's wonderful.
And by giving back, and this is something that I noticed and observed about your team, Team Arnolino, they all are innovative. You're innovative. Something like a pandemic doesn't stop you. You're like, okay, hold on. Let's readjust. You're really good at flowing.
Thank you. You're really good
at re-navigating something that you've navigated a million times in a new way, new perspective. How do you do that? Because you step back from your business, you do that. You step back from all of these community organizations that you're part of, and you look at it from a different angle. Even when you're, which is very difficult as a mentor, I speak to people and I do the outside looking in, you're able to step out of your own shoes and look in and see it with a different perspective.
Thank you.
How do you do that?
Well, to me, there's three core things in anything we do.
Yes.
It's community, it's family, and it's real estate.
Right.
In our business.
Right.
But it's also the enjoyment of, especially on Long Island, and you've heard me say this, here I go, I'm going to say it again. A big thing now is DEI.
Yeah.
Diversity, inclusion. Excuse me. It's diversity. Come on, Michael. Equity and inclusion.
Right.
That's a mantra that we live by.
Yeah.
And add that to family, real estate, and community.
Community, yeah.
And I'll give you an example. So, in the middle of the pandemic, the Jazz Loft, which is a very large part of a community, they were shut down. So I said, well, we really aren't shut down. You're allowed to move around. So why don't we do a New Orleans crawl with a walking jazz group for the middle of the summer, all within COVID rules. We can't stop walking. We can't draw a crowd. And we did it. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we walked around and that was a tight time then. People were smiling. People were laughing.
Yeah.
People were, even with their masks on, we all learned to see how you can see your eyes, the eyes of a person. That was something we did that's now developed. Here we are in the next phase.
Yeah.
We're going to do something else similar to that. And I'm going to mention it now because it's all about communities and other things.
Sure.
I did something with, actually, can I say names?
Of course.
I Kara Hahn.
Oh, yeah. She's a great friend of the station.
Okay, and she's wonderful. She was speaking with the Jazz Loft. I'm an original person on the Jazz Loft executive board. And she said, I'm going to get this grant. I want to do something for children in the communities. So she got together with us. Then I was approached, would I be a sponsor of this? So along with Kara and her getting the grant and the founder of the Jazz Loft, Tom Manuel, and myself and a few other sponsors that are now getting on board, there's going to be 5 stages that are going to be performing starting in the end of May through most of the summer, beginning of the summer, where you can go, you can see a very diverse dance group. You can see another group from another part of the island doing a whole different kind of music.
Right.
And there's going to be 5 stages going every week for that period of time, and it's called SWAP. Look it up and you'll see.
SWAP.
S-S-W-O-P? A-P.
A-P? SWAP. SWAP.
I believe it's SWAP.
W-A-P.
Here somewhere. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, we'll
check
look it
that.
Up and we'll drop it. We'll drop it in the Facebook, and we'll also have it up on this show, so that if anybody wants to go follow it, check it out. But definitely come down and check it out. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's so innovative. It's so exciting. I'm a musician. I think you know that about
yes.
me. I'm a singer. Both of my parents were musicians. So anything music related, arts related, I just go boop, boop, boop. My ears open up. And it's exciting to see stuff like that, because that does bring smiles
yes.
to people's faces. The vibration of music is really good to elevate mm-hmm. all of us, put us in a better mood, and have us look at things from a different perspective. So, but you're just really amazing and a really true leader, because for you, you jump in, you learn what you need to learn, and then you're able to hand it off to other people, and you trust. And that kind of leadership is what makes your team so good, because you bring people in. Your team is across the board, every single one that I've met, just dynamic, beautiful humans who just really care about the people and getting them into a home that they want, you know, making that fit. It's almost as if that's more important than anything else, is getting them into the right home. The money follows. Money always follows when you're doing the right thing, don't you think?
It's funny you say it that way, because one of the key things we always have in our mind is we really have not created the relationship and a long-term relationship like you can say, that's my accountant, that's my attorney, that's my wealth manager.
Right.
You are not their realtor until you earn it.
Yes.
And you don't earn it until they've bought or sold or are comfortable where they went, their lifestyle, what they wanted. Now is the beginning of your journey of a real relationship.
Yeah. Like no
with
trust
you.
Factor, yeah.
Yes. And each one of the people on my team are completely different people. We all just have the same goal.
Yeah.
So if we have the same goal, the unit is stronger.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. Dynamic, articulate, and just really good at understanding their business. And don't you find that that helps lead people in a better way to finding the right connection, finding the right house, placing the right people, and getting the inventory, the trust? To me, it's the trust is, if I'm going to give you my house, I need to trust that you're going to do the right thing with it.
And you need the trust. And again, I know this is a repetitive. I want you to love the community you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
I want your family to be happy and doing the things they like to do.
Yeah.
And then the real estate we find that fits what you're looking for, because on Long Island, there's so many unique places here. And if you want history, look in this area. You want to be, you know, cash shipping, you know, fishing on the South Shore, great spot.
Yeah.
There's just so many things.
Oh, that's funny that you said that. I was overhearing a conversation in your office and somebody was on the phone and they were like, oh, you want a really good place to get a lobster roll? Oh, it's blah, blah, blah. Let me get the address for you. It had nothing to do with real estate. They were just in a conversation. You become the communities. And I find this about your office too. You become the community's information station. You answer a lot of those questions because that's how you build the relationships, because they know they can trust you. They know when Michael, when you put your name behind something, when you endorse something, it's a good thing, because you just, you know, you're that type of person. You're going to lead them in the right direction. And that's where the comfort is. What do you have a lot of turnover where people have bought houses from you before and buy again through you?
Luckily, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Many, many, many years. And then years go by and I'm helping their first child buy whatever it is they're looking to do.
Generational buying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're buying and then they're bumping up.
Yeah.
And then the parents are bumping down. And now, oh, they said they were moving to another state. Their children came back. Now they're staying. So it's very nice. It's many years of doing that.
I love it. So you are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann. And we're going to take a small break. Can I have that paper, Michael?
Sure.
Great. We're going to take a small break. But when we come back, we really want to dive deep into an article that you've written called Why Timing is Really Everything. I really want to talk more about that because it's timing, 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 which equals location, location, location. Don't you think? We'll be right back. Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lori Ann. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share with us, please email us at LA. No, that wouldn't be right. At healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. That's healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. Wow, it's been one of those days. I get ahead of myself, right, Michael? He's shaking his head yes and looking at me with big eyes. Also, as always, follow us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. We love hearing from you. We love your comments and look forward to having more dialogue with you. So we are speaking here today with Michael Artolino, from and founder and owner and broker of Realty Connect USA, the Artolino team. We are talking about real estate and the craziness that we're seeing out there. And you know what you have to look forward to. So, Michael, let's talk. Let's jump right back in. You have an article that you're putting out right now called Why Timing is Really Everything. This industry is cyclical, right?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Are you finding that you know, especially when putting together and researching for the article, you're finding that this is emulating another time period?
It's very interesting you ask it that way. And yes, it is. It's probably about 16 years ago, we were in a market that was very similar that we are now living again. Okay, there's different reasons, there's different things happening, the rates are amazing, and yet it's real estate follows cycles.
Yeah.
And although this cycle is different, the timing right now is so, so important. There is so many buyers, there is so much that the sellers, regardless of what they're doing, buying, leaving the area, selling to just downsize and stay in the area, it is a wonderful time to be selling your house.
Now you use this phrase that I absolutely love because it gives you a great visual and it helps you not forget it. It just stays in your mind. Take advantage of the prevailing winds. Talk to us about the prevailing winds. What do they look like to us right now?
So let's talk about the prevailing winds for now. We're now truly in spring.
Yep.
We're now truly on the other side of this pandemic that hopefully continues to head the direction that it is. And more people are getting out. More people are now soon not going to have to wear masks.
Right.
People are going to be able to come to open houses in a more relaxed way than they did before. Right. There's going to be a way for us to communicate and do business today that's different than 3 months ago and 6 months ago and 9 months ago. And all of you that just watch anything that's going on. It was still busy then, and we were still selling things.
Crazy,
and
yeah.
We were still doing things. So it is going to be unbelievably busy, and
yeah.
It's already busy because we're all going to get out there and can breathe and move and actually go in people's houses and maybe even soon shake their hand.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and that's supposedly the number one day for people going out to look at houses,
It's interesting what happens. Not necessarily, just to correct you on one thing.
That's okay. You can correct.
They're going to go out there on Friday and Saturday before. On Mother's Day, though, they're all going to be going somewhere or someone coming to them, and that's where people are going to see signs up. They're going to say, gee, I want to live near Lorianne. Let's stop by this.
I know.
That house, that sign is up. I'd love to see what's going on there. Let's look that up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How they look it up today? They hit a QR code, and there it is on their phone in a second.
Well, on your signs, they have a QR code or a text message code, and they could get right to you and get all the stats on it. And you don't you do the 360 views of it?
Yes.
So they can walk through the house right on the internet.
Well, that's another thing that changed.
Brilliant.
It was out there years ago. Not like today.
Yeah.
Today, the quality of what needs to be presented and the detail of which you have to have it, you really do get a full, true picture, feel, size, detail. And I mean, if there's a little crack in the wall and you're talking to somebody, they're literally saying, can you tell me what's going on in the left-hand corner of the dining room?
That they're zooming into it.
And the quality is needed.
Yeah. The anyone born after 84... known as the millennials, and there are other names now too, but anybody born after 84, they do everything on their phones.
Yes.
So it, not only does it have to be responsive so that it plays nice on the phone, but that's how they buy things. My son was looking at properties and he's like, hey mom, and he shows it to me on his phone. And I'm like, so when are you going to walk through? He goes, oh no, I'm just thinking about putting an offer. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't even resonate with me because I'm the walk through the house. Let's look at all. He says, I could see everything I need to see.
Yeah.
I can't get the space. That's why I need the walkthrough.
People do start that way.
Yeah.
And they do put in their offer. And then, of course, they build into it that they're going to come and see it after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the quality is there. And you're right. That millennial group is very used to that.
Yeah.
They're used to, you know, watching something on a buying a pair of shoes or a pair of pants, and they're showing it in every angle and they're walking around.
Yeah, well, I can do that. But you said something interesting that just, you know, made my ears perk up. You said that they'll see it online, they'll put an offer in, then they'll go visit it. That to me is just counterintuitive, but that's what's going on because of the market, right?
Because the market's demanding it.
Yeah.
And someone else is saying, it's okay. I don't need to see it. I'm going to buy it. And that's the difference from a year ago to today. When I say now timing is everything, people were buying without even seeing because you couldn't go in the homes. Now you're going to be able to go back in the homes and still put in a bid and still get out there and see it and touch it after the fact. So there's a lot of that that's changed in our industry.
Very dear, dear, dear friend of mine about last June was looking for a house out in California, a condo out in California. And I went with them, and we literally were looking at the opportunities, at the houses for sale, at the condos for sale. And by the time we called them, there were already five people in line to go see it, and we were the sixth, and we were like, oh, we'll never get it.
Yeah.
And literally the first person, if it was a good place, gone. It was gone. Oh, that's been gone since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, it just got posted last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how quickly it is moving. It's doing that here too.
You post something up onto the social media sites that apply to real estate in any way, whatever way you put it on there, whatever site you choose. Within about an hour of being on the market, you will have hundreds and hundreds of people
views.
And saving and texting and calling and trying to make appointments or wanting to talk in depth about it and wanting to be the first one to see it. And all of those things are all really happening.
Wow. So here's another thing that you mentioned in the article. Consider the opportunity cost of waiting to list. Talk to us.
Well, here's the thing. It goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. If they were looking to sell their home,
right,
and they're moving to a condo, and their house, they're going to put it on the market, but they're waiting because they keep looking at the condo, mm-hmm. and the condo is on the market getting the same amount of traffic that they'd be getting, and they don't look at it. Another month goes by. Now, that same condo is a few dollars more. So is their house. If they were to sell their house, the buyer pool will wait. and they can buy their condo.
Yeah. You mentioned that before, is that we can actually put in the contract that you need to wait until I find my place. And people are waiting.
Yes.
So that trickle-down effect must be amazing.
Yeah.
Because the person who's buying, if they own a house... Now, the people who is buying
it's
from
dominoes.
Those people are,
it's,
yeah.
It's dominoes.
Yeah.
So, if you were a buyer.
Interesting.
If you were a buyer.
Yeah.
You want to be liquid and ready to go.
Yeah.
Because your competition may be saying, well, I'm in contract and my house is about to be appraised. Ah, but your son has an offer in. And your son says, no, I'm done. I'm renting. I can buy anytime I'm ready. The money's in the bank. I already have the mortgage pre-approval. And I'll close whenever you want. You just separated from your competition because nothing wrong with the other party that
right.
also offered money,
right.
but they don't have their money because it's not appraised yet and they need their money to buy that.
Got it.
Which one are you picking?
Yeah, the faster deal, the more certain deal. So that's another question is you know, you use the term real estate renaissance. So haven't sold a house. Individual hasn't sold a house before, has their house. They think their value is X. How do you bring somebody up educationally what the renaissance in real estate is?
Start the conversation early on. Now it's May. Have that conversation right now. Listen to what the realtor's telling you to do to prepare it for the... It's a show. It's a show on the internet in every way. And now it's a show when people come to see it. And how it's presented on the internet is going to attract more people in and how it matches when they physically see it. So the sooner you meet with the realtor, if you're the seller, and get an understanding of what it means to dress that house up for market,
right?
Well, the sooner you do it and the better you do it, the more money you're going to get for it.
Okay.
But if you wait, time's passing.
Yep.
And the timing is everything. I know I keep saying that, but the timing is everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
So you need to prepare it to go to market.
And it's so funny, your next comment in the article is take the time to prepare.
Yeah.
Which I think is really interesting. You know, I like doing my homework. I like understanding before I go to speak to somebody. There are some people who will kind of buy right off the internet and not have a conversation. I really like the personal connection of someone who understands the community, somebody who gives me the inside details of stuff that I won't know, especially if I'm moving to a place that I'm not familiar with. Aren't those all value-added things that you bring to the
table,
which diversifies you and differentiates you?
You just described exactly how a successful realtor would approach it, and yes, my team as well. If they haven't met you and they don't know you and they don't trust you, they're not going to hire you.
Right.
So if you don't do those things, make those connections, build that trust, create the relationship and understand and be able to mirror what it is you're looking for, and then that person feel that trust, friendliness, and that you can find it, that's your first step to even considering to work with someone.
Yeah.
Because everyone approaches it different. You must approach it with those things. And yes, that is the way we do it.
Yeah. Do you ever find that, you know, somebody has 8 offers out there and the homeowner doesn't want to go with the most money? They want to go with a different one because they feel a connection with the people, or there's a connection with the people and they just
so
feel closer.
Let's get
to
into that from another point of view.
Yeah,
I need to say it doesn't matter the people. It matters the price, the timing, the terms, and the closing.
So as a seller, I have to take the most...
Quite often, the seller can ultimately decide whatever they want, but quite often the way real estate's done today is they don't meet the buyer. They don't see the buyer. They don't have a connection to the buyer in that way. And it's really more the guidelines of the way real estate operates.
That's a shame. I know that when I go back to where I grew up, they changed the whole house. And, I was like, how did they do that? How did they just change my whole entire family house? It was crushing. It's their house now. Of course they can. It's not, you know, I'm not that silly, but it really crushed me. I thought that there should have been a clause in there that they had to leave it exactly the way Lorianne's house used to look.
It's funny you say that.
We can't do that.
It's funny you say that because when the buyer pool comes in today that's buying a house,
yeah.
Let's say it's someone that's been in it like you described, if you grew up in it and your parents owned it.
Yeah.
And now they're selling it and... it was beautiful to you because you still love the shared carpet from Christmas Eve, and you still like the paneling that was on the back wall because, gee, you remember that, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well, the younger buyers that come in today, not all of them, but a good percentage of them, and remember, we're in a very diverse place.
Sure, sure.
They come in and change that house within 6 months, and it's done, and it's finished, and it's a completely different place.
Yeah.
And that's part of what... You're saying that it doesn't apply.
Yeah, years ago, I was looking for my house. You know, again, remember the experience I had with my growing up house. Now I'm looking for one to purchase for myself and my family. And I'm going through the houses and I'm you know, making comments to my husband. And I'm you know, saying, oh, yeah, we could do this, we could do that. And I'll never forget this one real estate person took us outside and gently said, Lorianne, could you do me a favor? Could you not say those things out loud? And I was like, wait, what? And it was because we were upsetting the homeowners. And it wasn't intended that way. But they were like, what do you mean she's going to take off that beautiful paneling?
And so like, now you, to yeah. go back to my point.
Yeah, no.
That's why.
To your point.
If I was selling your current home, and we were going to be taking people through, you would not be there because you'd be like, what do you mean you don't like my living room?
Yeah. It would be like somebody coming in my house, ripping up my solid wood floors.
And they're going to change them to something.
And put an engineer floor instead.
Exactly.
That would break my heart.
Exactly.
Like, do you know?
It's not like that anymore.
That's so funny. What do you mean as far as, like, there are certain things you need to do to prepare to be ready. So I've heard some people go, okay, I'm putting in a whole new kitchen and then they sell. To me, that's counterintuitive. I'd rather use it, but that's just me. I would rather use it for a number of years because I'm putting in my dream kitchen. Why would I then sell it if I haven't even used it myself? That would,
because they don't have the imagination, perhaps you do, or they don't have the time or the want to do all that. They'd rather pay for it to be done. So let me explain.
No, I'll pay for it to be done, but why would I then sell my house after I did this beautiful
that's
work?
That's you, because you'd want to enjoy the kitchen.
Yeah.
But they want it. Maybe they don't see the kitchen for this in the same way.
Okay.
And I'm being careful who I'm saying this to because you obviously love to cook.
I do.
Okay, not everybody likes to cook.
True.
And
but why would they spend money on upgrading?
So it's done.
So that it'll sell faster?
It'll sell faster.
So you make those kind of recommendations, obviously,
absolutely.
Like professionally clean the house.
Yeah.
And I have a friend of mine who he is a rug cleaner.
Yes.
He does rugs, he does carpets, he does floors, and he does upholstery.
And they do that before it goes to the market.
Beautiful job. Yeah,
yeah. They even can clean the tile grouting with a machine.
Oh my God, he did that in my house.
So it's
gorgeous.
It's preparing a house for market. It's like putting the lipstick and rouge on the market.
Gotcha.
So you're prepared to go to the market looking the best you can.
Amazing, amazing. And then you say keep on top of the news. What does that mean?
Rates.
Keep on top of
trends.
Got it.
Trends on what colors?
Yeah. Oh, I have people.
Yeah.
You have people. You have an exquisite interior designer and stager.
Yes.
Real quick, a stager comes in and prepares the house so that it makes it more marketable.
Yes. Yeah. Comes in, fills the space, understands your furnishings, finds ways for that to be utilized and show it in the way the buyer pool is looking at it.
Yeah.
Because quite often the buyer today are minimalists. They want to see less.
Yeah.
They want to feel more space. And they want many gathering places within the home.
I like that. I like that. See, I have an open floor plan in my house. So that was my desire always. But I grew up in an open floor plan too. I like a lot of space. But I liken it to this. You know when you throw up your holiday decorations?
Yes.
And you have stuff everywhere. It's like thrown up everywhere. And then you take it down and you feel like, you have all this space because the tree was taking the room and all these things were out. And I usually leave it that way for a number of weeks just to like settle back in and minimally put things back because it gets overwhelming after a while.
Staging your house is important.
Yeah. It's,
very,
it's
very
an art.
Important.
It's an art.
And you need to recognize what your audience.
What the people who are, but and that's the, to me, that's the benefit of having a really good real estate person like the Artelina team to come in and be able to show what they see day in and day out. You're in it day in and day out. That's what you bring to us. Even though I might not be of the same taste or liking, we have to create it so that anybody walking in could see themselves living there, right?
Yes. And then when we come into the house and I talk about, once again, that shag carpet, we've got to gently...
Well, what's the problem with the shag? No,
we've got to talk to you about it. First, recognize and enjoy your home. Then we need to get permission from you to tell you how it's going to look to the market and how that market's going to respond. So part of going to market is picking someone that you trust as they tell you to get rid of that beautiful. By the way, I like shag carpet. It's back in again anyway, but it's a little different than what you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but my point is...
I still can't find stuff from, you know, when I was growing up. They had shag carpet in my brother's room, and I swear, I lost a ring in there, never to be found again. Never to be found again.
It's funny, but it's preparing it.
Final thoughts for our listeners?
Timing is everything. Get on the market now.
Yeah, yeah.
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 And if you're not ready, get prepared. And if you're not going to be ready for 6 months, still start getting ready. Because
and
you want
the
to
right
be ready.
Person.
Then you're the first one as the market goes to the next thing.
How can they reach out to Team Artolino?
My website.
Which is?
www.artolino.com.
That was easy.
And if they don't want to get in touch with us and they just want to see the value of their home, go to www.artolino.com/home value.
I love that tool, by the way.
And they can do it by themselves.
Yeah, I love that too. The /home value is great. So it's artolino.com/home value. You can actually find out what your home is valued at right now.
All on your own.
Right now. And then you figure that a lot of people are getting over asking price, which just blows my mind. Blows my mind.
Yes, you price the house and it goes for more.
Amazing, amazing. I really appreciate you. You're very good at what you do.
Thank you
very
for inviting me.
Oh, it's absolutely our pleasure.
And you went easy on me. That's
and well, this time. Next time, not so much. So when you come back and tell us, you know, what the market looks like in the fall. But thank you so very much. All this information is great. Again, if you want to reach out to Michael Artolino, artolino.com/home value. That way you can find out what your value is and then you could start a conversation with his team. Even if you're not ready to put it on the market, it's really good to have a conversation because you start developing a relationship with someone you can trust to take your number one asset, your kingdom, and sell it, because one day you probably will want to either upgrade or move downsize to another location. So keep that in mind. In the meantime, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. My heart is always lifted with the time we spend together. Thank you again for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.